This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. 3 years ago this Sunday, Pope Francis, the former Cardinal Jorge Bergoglio from Argentina, stepped out onto the balcony of the Vatican Basilica. His election as Pope stunned the world. Not only was he the first Pope from Latin America, he was also the first Jesuit Pope and the first ever to take the name of Francis. Cardinal Vincent Nicholls, Archbishop of Westminster in London, is the head of the Catholic Church in England and Wales, and I asked him to reflect on this papal anniversary and analyse the impact of Pope Francis's papacy on the Church and review some of the highlights of these past 3 years.
Well, one surprise is his remarkable energy and ability to maintain a vibrant presentation of the gospel and a very full, personal, heartfelt presence. And I believe that this arises only from his deep relationship with the Lord. Nothing else could give a man of his age the kind of vitality and freshness that he sustains over these 3 years.
He's a man that really thinks outside the box, and of course he's enormously popular throughout the world. What do you think is the secret of his success?
I don't think he would want us to use the word success. I think he might want us to use the word fidelity, faithfulness to the Lord, faithfulness to his message, and I think this is what catches people, is faithfulness to every individual person, especially those who know themselves to be in difficulties, in ambiguities, or on the margins, left out of society. It's his faithfulness to those people that so enthralls the world, because it's a wisdom which is so different to that which predominates many of our cultures.
What are the most significant ways in which he's changed the papacy? And are those changes irrevocable in your view?
I, a few months ago, gave some quotations, papal quotations, to some friends of mine. And they all said that they were quotations from Pope Francis. In fact, they were quotations from Pope St. John Paul, St. John the 23rd. So I don't think we should imagine that this is a kind of a reformation of the papacy. This is the papacy as we know it, being exercised now with this man's charism and his energy and his depth of love of the Lord. And the next pope will do it in his way, but there will be great continuity as well as freshness with each incumbent, with each one called by the Lord to serve the Church in this May.
What do you see as some of the most pressing challenges ahead of him?
Well, I think one of the most remarkable initiatives he's taken is to establish and galvanize the Church around this year of mercy. It is remarkable to me here in this country, how parish communities have responded to this, and of how there is an appeal to many, many hearts, to many, many people, when the Pope speaks of mercy and when we try to express our understanding of the mercy of God and our desire to put it into practice. I think that's an enduring challenge, to make that consistent and continually a real central characteristic of Catholic life, because it is right at the heart of the gospel message. And I think that's the biggest challenge he sets us.
And finally, if you were asked to send a short personal message to him or advice, what would you say in it?
Dear Holy Father, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for the witness that you give. Please stay close to the Lord, and we assure you of our prayers always.
I was speaking there to Cardinal Vincent Nicholls, Archbishop of Westminster in London.